Mail News at 7. Good morning. I'm Maria Lee. Former Vice President Joe Biden confirming that he would not comply with a subpoena to testify in a Senate trial of President Trump. In an interview with the Des Moines Register, Biden said without hesitation, Russia is interfering with the 2020 election just like they did in 2016.
I guarantee that Moscow and Putin interfered in the last election, and they are doing it now. Now, as I speak, I guarantee you.
A federal court announcing their ruling regarding a North Carolina law requiring voters to show a photo ID at the polls, but said the full order will come next week. This is NAACP President Reverend Dr. T. Anthony Spearman.
The United States District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina will issue a ruling next week to block North Carolina's illegal voter ID law.
Well, now that we're past Christmas, those of you with a real tree in your home should plan on getting rid of it before it's too late.
The Christmas tree still needs all of the care and attention. Still needs to be watered every day. Still needs to make sure it's stable and it's not a hazard of falling over.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says a lot of people forget about the tree once Santa's come and gone, and that makes it a fire hazard.
It is very practical to expect the entire Christmas tree to be fully in flames within 30 seconds, less than a minute.
And don't lean it up against the house until you get rid of it. It's just as much of a hazard outside. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A public service plan for former T.C. Williams football coach Herman Boone, immortalized in the movie Remember the Titans.
The public memorial service will be held at T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, where Herman Boone coached the newly integrated football team to a state title and brought home an incredible win in 1971. Denzel Washington played the role of Coach Boone in the film.
If we don't come together right now on this hallow ground, we too will be destroyed.
There's a public viewing this morning at Oakland Baptist Church, then the memorial service at T.C. Williams at 1 to remember Coach Herman Boone, who died last week at 84. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Imus in the morning.
Radio personality Don Imus died at the age of 77. In an interview with Westwood One's Larry King radio show, he was asked about his work on the air.
How would you describe to someone, let's say, in Wichita, who has never heard you, what you do?
Talk dirty and play the hits. Well, we don't use the seven words. We've developed euphemisms for all seven. All seven.
In sports, the Caps beat the Blue Jackets 2-1 in overtime last night. They take on the Hurricanes in Raleigh this evening. The puck drops at 7. The Wizards, meanwhile, host the Knicks. Tip-off is at 8. WMAL traffic and weather next.
It's now a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the Larry O'Connor Show with President Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, and I greatly appreciate the nice things you've said.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Newt Gingrich, morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys. It's just fun.
Thank you so much. WMAL.
Mike Lee, Senator of Utah. Thank you for joining us, Senator Lee.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
105.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to join you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text RESULT to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text RESULT to 79645. That's RESULT to 79645.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic is still running without delay on 95 in Virginia, headed from Fredericksburg all the way into Springfield. Looks like the earlier disabled northbound north of Plank Road has been cleared from the roadway. Keep in mind that in Fauquier County, O'Keefe Road, Route 661 is closed in both directions at Botha Road, a little west of Route 29. Traveling in Maryland so far, the Beltway is looking good all the way around. And no issues to report right now. Traveling on 270 from Germantown to the Beltway or on 95 Maryland from the Beltway out towards Columbia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, high 62. Cloudy tonight, low 41. It's 39 in Fort Washington, 40 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together. And make sure everyone's devices work together with gig-speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy in Rochester. The nation's largest gig-speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig-speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. A very happy holiday season to you. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke with the Des Moines Register late yesterday. He confirmed he would not comply with a subpoena to testify in a Senate trial of President Donald Trump.
And the reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him. This is all about a diversion.
So, John, reports that Mitch McConnell wants to avoid witnesses, and now Joe Biden wants to avoid being one?
In his Senate days, Joe Biden was known for working with Republicans and people with whom he disagreed. Well, he certainly proved it, because just by the statement that he made to the Des Moines Register, the former vice president gave Mitch McConnell an ample reason for why he doesn't want witnesses called in a trial. The vice president feels that he would say something that in the end might exonerate the president, and so he does not want to be involved and will refuse a subpoena. I'm sure there's a lot of other potential witnesses out there who are thinking this is the way to duck the trial that is almost sure to end in the president's acquittal. Just dodge the subpoena for any excuse that's out there. Biden may have energized supporters somehow, but I don't see where he gains from this. He didn't make Nancy Pelosi happy. He doesn't make the participants in the Iowa caucus happy. About the only person he's made happy is Mitch McConnell and maybe Donald Trump.
On the impeachment in general, at week's end, are we still at a stalemate?
Impeachment at this point, Rick, is eyeball to eyeball between the House and the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi waiting for Mitch McConnell to blink. Or should I say Mitch McConnell waiting for Nancy Pelosi to blink. Basically, the Speaker of the House is not going to send the two articles of impeachment passed on party lines over to the other side of the Capitol until she has an idea of what kind of trial it will be, albeit witnesses being called, who will be speaking, for whom the rules and format have to be laid down in the Senate by the majority leader. He's not buying that, however, and said that he wants the article sent over. The fear of doing this on the House side is that the Republicans will simply vote them down and have no trial at all. Americans won't be watching Chief Justice Roberts preside over a trial, won't be watching witnesses they are permitted summations by the managers in the House of the case against President Trump and the final vote. Now, is this going to last a long time? Probably not. Something will be worked out, and the Speaker will, in all likelihood, send over the articles by the end of January. I might add that 17 cases of impeachment against presidents, against members of the cabinet, and federal judges, including Alcee Hastings of Florida, who now sits in the House, have all been voted on by the House of Representatives, all sent to the Senate in short order.
There were some comments made by a former Republican representative, David Trott of Michigan, and of course pundits jumping all over this, but put it in perspective for us. What did he say about the president? What's the history there?
As the late Paul Harvey used to say, you need to know the rest of the story. David Trott, wealthy foreclosure lawyer, was chairman of the Lincoln Day Dinner in Oakland County, Michigan, historically a Republican county. This was in 2013, and he needed to get a speaker for the Lincoln Day Dinner. He called Donald Trump, who promptly accepted his offer, came to Michigan, and voila. It was the largest Lincoln Day Dinner in the 124 years of the Republican Party in that county. At a athletic stadium, the place was overflowing, and tables were set up in the lobby. How do I know this? I was there. That was the first assignment I covered for Newsmax. Now, Trump and Trott were a mutual admiration society that evening. David Trott praised him as a philanthropist and an entrepreneur, and he's known worldwide. Trump, in turn, praised the tenacity of his host for trying to get him as a speaker. This was at a time when Donald Trump said it was highly unlikely he would run for president. Right after that speech in Oakland County, where he saw what a crowd he could draw among Republicans, Donald Trump became more interested in the prize. David Trott basked in the Trump appearance as well, and he went on to be elected to Congress a year later, beating an incumbent in the Republican primary. All that is ancient history. Writing a letter to the Atlantic magazine on Christmas Eve, former Congressman Trott said, Donald Trump is intellectually, morally unfit to be president of the United States. He also said he would gladly put up with 4 years of Democratic rule rather than Donald Trump in power for 4 years, and suggests he might back a Democrat such as Michael Bloomberg for president. Now, of course, much of the press is making this out as a major Republican desertion. It is a desertion by a former congressman who got where he is in part by basking in Donald Trump's limelight 6 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.
So we have North Korea bubbling. China seems to be under control. But now, the talk about Libya, and you've got Turkey and China and Russia and Iran doing exercises. Tell us a little bit about the Libya situation in terms of the president.
Libya is in a civil war right now. The government backed by the U.S. is the civilian government in Tripoli, headed by Prime Minister el-Sufar. He has the support, among others, of Germany, the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations. El-Sufar's arch enemy is Field Marshal Haftar, once chief of staff under the late Muammar al-Qaddafi, later a CIA client who lived in the United States, and now leading insurgent rebels who are backed by local militias and by Russia, among others. The United States, while officially backing el-Sufar, made a surprise move in Easter when President Trump had an encouraging and pleasant call with Field Marshal Haftar. It was arranged by the Field Marshal's biggest fan in Washington, then National Security Advisor John Bolton. All of this is reaching a crescendo. Haftar's forces are now on the periphery of Libya. They're in pitched battles with the government's troops in the southern part of the capital city, and the rest of the world is being called to take action. Turkey, for example, will hold a meeting of its parliament January 9th and decide whether it honors a treaty to support the government in Tripoli. What the United States will do is unclear. But one thing is certain. When one lifeline crosses another lifeline from so many important countries, the result is a noose for world peace.
We're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi. It's the time of the season for speculation. What's next for Mike Pompeo, Mark Meadows, and Mick Mulvaney? We'll ask John that question next. But first, we're going to head over to the WMAL Traffic Center, and Michelle Murray is there this morning.
So far, traffic is moving well on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway and heading into Falls Church. In Fauquier County, an earlier accident on Route 661 O'Keefe Road at Botha Road has been cleared. All lanes are open. Traveling the Capitol Beltway, everything is looking good through Annandale McLean and heading in towards Tyson's. And Beltway continues to move well through Bethesda Silver Spring, heading in towards the Largo area. No problems crossing over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Earlier disabled on the inner loop at Van Dorn Street, cleared away. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we got partly cloudy skies, and our temperatures are going to reach up around 60. For tomorrow, rain, a high temperature expected tomorrow around 50 or so. As we look ahead to Monday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 66. Clouds on Tuesday, high of 53. And then New Year's Day looks cloudy with a high of 44. 43 in D.C., heading to 62, 717 on the Saturday morning update. Live this afternoon, 4 o'clock, you know, throughout the NFL season, we have had Dr. Tom on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. So check him out today, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, 4 o'clock, right here on WMAL. We continue our conversation with John Gizzi on WMAL. As the members of Congress are out of town, you're not seeing as many of them doing the interviews on the cable news outlets. So people have time to speculate. The pundits have time to just think about things and come up with things to talk about. One of them being the fate of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. There's been talk that he may want to run for Senate in Kansas. And what are you hearing, if anything, about Mike Pompeo and 2020?
I'm hearing a lot of things, and you're absolutely right, Rick. After decades in Washington, I find that during the holidays, when there is nothing big going on and members of Congress are home in their districts, the speculation game about who's leaving soon and why starts. In Mike Pompeo's case, the rumors are mounting that he will soon resign as Secretary of State, return to his native Kansas, and run for the open Senate seat held by retiring Republican Pat Roberts. Swell. Everyone in the Sunflower State says he would win the primary and general election handily. But here's the rub. If he leaves the Rolls-Royce of cabinet positions in an election year, Pompeo creates a situation in which the president may not be able to appoint a successor he wants. Let me put it another way. The Deputy Secretary of State, John Sullivan, next in line to Secretary Pompeo, is about to be confirmed to be ambassador to Russia. That means no one's in the number two spot. Then it goes to the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, a careerist whom the president, in all likelihood, would not want to be acting Secretary of State. He could take someone else completely out of the chain of command and name him or her as Secretary of State. And you know what that means. An impeached president facing trial in the Senate has to submit his Secretary of State, a nominee, almost sure to be the subject of a confirmation battle royal. He doesn't need that with the circumstances he's facing now. So Mike Pompeo could leave, but he does so at the administration's own peril.
While we're talking about speculation, you were on C-SPAN this week. You were asked about the latest on Mark Meadows and the possibility that he may end up as chief of staff.
My smarter wife, SW, always says I repeat myself way too much. Well, I'm going to repeat what I said on C-SPAN. I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but based on what I'm hearing at the White House, I'd bet a few acres. The president has a very good relationship with Mark Meadows, and the North Carolinian savors the job of chief of staff. To use an overused phrase, the chemistry is there between the two. Mark Meadows strongly supported Trump for president after his favorite, Senator Ted Cruz, got out of the race. He's a builder and developer by trade, just like somebody else at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Mick Mulvaney, the current chief of staff, is a very able person, a sharp lawyer, bright congressman, and did an excellent job as director of the Office of Management and Budget, a position he still technically holds while he's acting chief of staff. My guess is that if this change takes place, Mick Mulvaney will go back to his perch at OMB, and Mark Meadows will become chief of staff. And I'm going to tell you something. He ain't acting for anybody.
Before we leave, John, one quick note on Democrats, and this may have just been started by one article, but now there's all this talk that Bernie Sanders could actually end up as the nominee, and this is while Pete Buttigieg is surging.
Yes. Bernie Sanders retains a loyal following, and I have always made the analogy between the Ronald Reagan of 1980 and the Bernie Sanders of 2020. Reagan, in almost depriving an incumbent president of renomination, had a loyal, fervent following in the primaries, and he almost made it then. They stayed loyal with him the next time, and the rest is history. Bernie Sanders nearly stopped the heiress apparent to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many of his supporters, whom I spent a lot of time with at the Democratic National Convention, feel their boy Bernie was cheated, and they are back with him in full force, the most notable being Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, who was whipping up the troops in California and Nevada. Yes, Bernie could make it this time, and Mark Twain once said, "History doesn't repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes." Look at Britain and look at Jeremy Corbyn, the British Bernie Sanders.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John Gizzi. And to find his article, simply Google Gizzi on politics. John, have a happy new year.
I'm looking forward to a new year, and I'll see you all next year.
Looking forward to it. 7:24 Saturday morning update, and a rare Saturday appearance from Maria Leaf, WMAL news anchor, is here on the weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick Fowler. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Quick question for you.
Sure.
The NHL All-Star Game is coming up in late January,
mm-hmm.
and the guy we want to see isn't going to be there?
That's right. Alexander Ovechkin, better known as Ovi to Caps fans, has decided to not play in the All-Star Game. This is the second year in a row he's decided to sit this one out. And he was telling reporters last night after their win against Columbus, it's a tough decision for him to not go to the game, but he's focused on the second half of the season. The Caps, as you know, are red hot right now. They're having a fantastic season. He's keeping his eyes on the prize, which is hopefully another run towards the Stanley Cup. And he wants to make sure he's physically ready for that. He says if he was 21, it wouldn't be such a big deal, but he's in his early 30s, and he's got to focus, you know, on the big prize. So, because he's not playing in the game, he is going to have to sit out a regular season game for this. They suspend you for one game, but, you know, it's minor. But fans, unfortunately, won't get to see him. They will get to see John Carlson represent the team, as you said, in late January.
Wow. You know, I wonder if it's a union scale kind of thing, you know, like he gets $150 to play in the All-Star game. No, forget that. I'm not doing it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what the money is with that, but like you said, it's more for him, it's more a physical thing, because it's been a demanding season. You know, they hosted Columbus last night. They're on the road to Raleigh. They play in Raleigh tonight. They play the Hurricanes, so it's busy.
Wow. Maria, thank you.
No problem.
We'll see you at 7:30, and again at 8, and again at 8:30, and 9. 7:26, Saturday morning update.
You know what one of my favorite jobs is as a business owner? Sharing Goodfeet stories. Now I've shared my story, how I love the Goodfeet Arch Support so much that I bought the store, but here is another Goodfeet story I received recently from a customer named Betsy. I was at my wit's end. I had tried several arch supports and visited doctors in an effort to regain some mobility. I had heard about the Goodfeet store, so I drove over and limped in with a walking cane. I was met by Jackie, and so began my freedom to move again. She fitted me, and once I walked around the store, I knew I'd found the answer to foot pain. Then came the question, how much? Knowing what I know now, I'd pay five times as much. I've walked off 75 pounds, and I'm still going. I just celebrated my 71st birthday, so don't let anyone tell you you're too old or it's too late. It's not. Fix your feet and keep moving. Thank you, Jackie and the Goodfeet Store. Isn't it time to get your Goodfeet story? I'm Jonathan Cotton. Come on in for your free fitting and test walk of the Goodfeet Store in Richmond, Newport News, Fairfax, or Rockville, Maryland.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Get the travel upgrade that beats all others. TSA PreCheck. Faster lines, a seamless process, and a smoother journey. Keep those smooth travels coming after October 1st, 2020 by getting your Real ID compliant driver's license today. Learn more at TSA.gov.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I'm embarrassed to show you what I want you to haul away.
Why, ma'am?
It's pretty weird.
Nothing makes us happier than hauling off weird junk.
It's true, ma'am. When we haul off weird junk, we leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
That sounds like fun.
We love what we do, ma'am.
Once, we hauled off 650 tires.
That place sparkled when we were done.
We've hauled off parade floats.
Old retail displays.
Stacks of old magazines.
And piles of twisted metal.
You were here in less than 90 minutes.
And we work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Ready to make junk disappear.
Is it true that all I have to do is point?
All you have to do is point.
Amazing.
When you want junk to disappear,
all you have to do is point.
We'll be there before you hang up the phone.
Your home will sparkle and sing a happy song.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-338-8623 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-338-8623. 800-338-8623. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-338-8623.
7:30 news is coming up. We're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stay with us on WMAL. Maria Leaf has the news.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Maria Leaf. teams combing the wreckage of a Hawaii sightseeing helicopter that crashed on the island of Kauai found no sign of survivors and have recovered six sets of human remains before suspending that search due to bad weather. Correspondent Josh Campbell in Honolulu says the search for the missing helicopter was massive.
The Coast Guard, the U.S. Navy, as well as Kauai Fire and Rescue were alerted after the tourism helicopter failed to return to base at its allotted time. Now, that missing aircraft report launched a massive search and rescue effort involving multiple agencies throughout the night, working some 16 hours by sea, air, and land.
Wall Street continues to set records, with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all at or near all-time record highs. Claire Sebastian in New York says trade was something that had weighed down Wall Street, but positive news from the U.S., China, and the U.K. is changing that.
An impressive holiday season for the stock markets, and a big part of this is to do with trade. The Trump administration says it expects a phase one trade deal with China will be signed in early January. Now, that doesn't mean the trade war is over, but it does mean for the moment some tariffs are being rolled back and there won't be any more put in place. And for businesses trying to plan ahead, that's a big deal.
In sports, the Caps beat the Blue Jackets 2-1 in overtime last night. They take on the Hurricanes in Raleigh this evening. The puck drops at 7. Also, Alexander Ovechkin deciding not to play in this year's All-Star Game, saying he needs to listen to his body and be ready for the second half of the season. The Wizards, meanwhile, host the Knicks. Tip-off is at 8. WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic continues to move well on the major interstates this morning. So far, 95 in Virginia, looking good from Fredericksburg into Woodbridge and Springfield. 395 likewise looks good from Edsel Road to the inbound 14th Street Bridge, and no problems to report on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Beltway itself looking good all the way through Maryland and Virginia. And no troubles to report right now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway from Riverdale towards Greenbelt heading towards Fort Meade. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, high 62. Cloudy tonight, low 41. Rain tomorrow, high 50. It's 37 and only 39 at Reagan National. I'm Maria Leaf on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5470. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5470. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5470. 1-800-394-5470.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. And you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf. Grinch, Grinch, Grinch.
A Christmas Carol.
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type A Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. A happy holiday season to you as we approach the new year. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right. As we approach the new year,
yeah,
impeachment is front and center. And one of the questions that I think can confuse people a little bit is the complaints we hear about Donald Trump and foreign policy, and he doesn't listen to his advisors, and he's got this team that comes in, and then they give him talking points, and then he does his own thing. Who dictates foreign policy? Whose responsibility is it?
Well, it's clearly the president's. I mean, this is constitutionally his responsibility. And, you know, I've been talking to a ton of lawyers about all this stuff. And it's interesting, as much as you see the obfuscation of those, of the whistleblower and others about, oh, they had great courage coming forward. All they came forward, Rick, with is their opinion. It's like, gee, I don't like the way he's going against our policy. Our policy being individuals who disagree with the president. And this is true of Eric Chickamauga, the main whistleblower. I don't want to bring his name up. And Vindman. All these guys. It's all opinion. So this is very dangerous. I don't think people understand how dangerous this is, because this then turns into political theater that the opposition uses to undermine the president's ability to do his job. That's the bottom line. And it's one of those areas where, you know, I was talking to one of President Reagan's advisors the other day. As much as they had problems with Tip O'Neill and the Democrats, eventually the Democrats would recognize when it's in their interest to cooperate for the good of the nation. And that's what we're missing here. You know, Tip O'Neill was famously able to go down with President Reagan to a place called Ireland's Own and Old Town Alexandria and kind of set their differences aside. There's no such thing now as setting differences aside for a greater good. And that's what we're seeing here in the impeachment. And it's very dangerous, and it's going to undermine our ability, the president's ability to manage national security.
Well, the president was elected to shake things up in Washington. The American people did put him in to look at things differently, to do things differently. And then you've got a number of career bureaucrats. Maybe I should say something more polite, but career bureaucrats who are in and, you know, protecting their own turf and protecting their policies. And, you know, Trump's kind of a street smart guy. And then, as you've seen in a lot of the testimony, we have professors and we have
people
who've been in college,
egos.
You know, people who've been
overinflated egos.
Yep.
And a very high opinion of themselves, thinking that they are essentially better able than the president to determine what is best for the country, when in fact a lot of these folks lack experience and are simply from an academic world where literally you can teach someone underwater basket weaving and get a $130,000 a year job. I mean, that's how wacky their world is.
Well, it's a lack of street smarts. I mean, you know, if these people actually sat down and done a negotiation with somebody who's a challenge to negotiate with, and, you know, Trump's known for the art of the deal, and he's been undercut by the Democrats the whole time. He's been undercut by the media, so it's kind of no wonder to me that he hasn't gotten further with Putin, Kim Jong-un, and Xi Jinping, and I think he's gotten pretty far down the road with him in spite of being undercut.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, speaking of Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, they've teamed up with Iran for a 4-day joint military exercise. It's in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman.
Right.
And is this something we've seen before?
No, this is the first time these three powers have ever got together for a major naval exercise. And first off, let me say this for the record. Look, this isn't a bad thing. I mean, I think it's interesting that these people are actually paying attention to the fact that the Straits of Hormuz, which is the focus of the area through Oman, is something of concern. Now, remember, we have become, I don't want to say completely independent of foreign energy, but we are very close to it. And these other countries are very much dependent on it, you know, China especially. Russia wants to be seen as a global superpower again, and Iran wants to be seen as not defeated, even though their exports are way down. So this is essentially kind of, I say, with all due respect to those powers, kind of their power play trying to get back on the world stage. And so it's good for us by the fact that we're going to be watching these things, and we're going to be seeing how they interoperate, because the Russians and Chinese don't have, interoperable communications, and I don't think the Iranians are all that good either. So it's going to be interesting. I'll say that. And, it's going to be these folks trying to figure out a way to work more closely together to try to be prepared, if necessary, to ward off our allies. And our allies are very good. If I would put the two against each other, there wouldn't be much contest.
And is there any response that we would do in terms of our own exercises with the British, the French, or whoever, or do we just kind of let this one go by and ignore it? Is that the better strategy, to ignore it?
I think we're going to ignore it. I mean, I don't think there's much we can actually do. I mean, remember, the Iranians have been the aggressors in the region, and they've been warned about doing acts of aggression against Saudi oil tankers and things like that. So it's, at this point, I think both sides recognize that the greatest risk to economic success on both sides, both the Iranians and the other Gulf nations, is to keep the straits open. And the moment you threaten those straits in any substantive way, you know, the supply of oil is threatened, prices go up, and the ability to export goes down. So I think it's one of those things where both sides are going to learn a lot, but there's really going to be no major provocative actions on either side at this point.
Hey, one quick note. Kim Jong-un, of course, rattling the saber, threatening to send a Christmas gift, which is yet to arrive.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't overnight it. But we dispatched 4 U.S. spy planes. Is that something we've done before with him?
Oh, yeah. Look, the North Korean issue is problematic. I mean, Un periodically wants attention. I think we've probably talked about him wanting attention probably a half a dozen times. I think this is his way of reminding everybody, I've got big, dangerous toys, and you need to pay attention to me, and we'll keep an eye on them.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much. We're looking forward to your op-eds next year, and have a very happy new year.
Thanks, you too. Thanks, Rick.
You betcha. 7:43 now on the Saturday morning update. Up next, we'll talk with KT McFarland, but first, over to the WMAL Traffic Center, and Michelle Murray is there.
Traffic continues to move well on the Capitol Beltway throughout Virginia and Maryland. If you're traveling in the College Park area, keep in mind that there is construction on University Boulevard in both directions between Campus Drive and New Hampshire Avenue, and that is affecting the left lane on the southbound side, and northbound also the left lane is closed. Traveling in Maryland on 95, that looks good, headed from the Beltway out towards Laurel and Fort Meade, and no troubles to report right now as you travel on Route 50, headed from the Beltway towards the Bay Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Can you believe it? We'll have a high of 62 today under partly cloudy skies. Rain tomorrow, high 50. Scattered thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 66. New Year's Eve, partly cloudy, high 53. And then Wednesday for New Year's Day, partly cloudy with a high of 44. 43 in D.C., heading to 62, 744, Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this is the last chance for the Chamonix Christmas and Holiday Sale. Time is running out on Chamonix's best promotion of the year. Imagine the double chin and turkey neck gone with the famous Genucel Breakthrough Jawline Treatment with MDL technology. From now until Christmas, get the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness absolutely free. Plus, Genucel's immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Look 10, 15, even 20 years younger right before your eyes. Guaranteed or 100% of your money back. But your order today is even more special. Chamonix has partnered with Women Rising to give the same exact package you get to a woman seeking support and assistance from domestic violence. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Genucel.com. Your order today includes Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Treatment and will be upgraded to priority shipping for free. Order now and get a surprise gift just for ordering today. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together.
and make sure everyone's devices work together with gig speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy and Rochester. The nation's largest gig speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text RESULT to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text RESULT to 79645. That's RESULT to 79645.
It is 7:47. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by KT McFarland. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration and the author of the new book, which is on the way, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And you can pre-order it at Amazon.com right now. Good morning, KT.
Good morning.
Christmas, the day after, December 26th, President Trump tweets, "Despite all of the great success that our country has had over the last 3 years, it makes it much more difficult to deal with foreign leaders and others when I'm having to constantly defend myself against the do-nothing Democrats and their bogus impeachment scam. Bad for the USA." Does he have a point there?
Yeah, and it's a point that I'm very happy he made, because I've been making it on Fox and other places for the last couple of months that 2019 should have been the year where he was able to get more or less what he wanted from our adversaries and allies. But the Democrats and the liberal media have really hurt national security. I mean, there is a consequence to what they're doing.
And they say he's the one that threatened national security over Zelensky's call and holding up Ukraine aid, which really wasn't due till September 30th anyway, was the deadline. So he was well within the legal components there in terms of the deadline on when that aid needed to flow. And they're the ones claiming he's the one that has threatened national security.
Look, I think most Americans look at that and say, Ukraine, where's that? We're giving them money? Why are we giving them money?
You know, exactly.
They're grasping at straws because they're so deranged by their hatred of Trump. Then they're going to get him reelected in 2000.
And I think you're absolutely right. They've done more to damage national security than he has, for goodness sake.
Well, I think he's done a lot to help national security. I think he's gotten,
of course,
despite having this sort of thing that he's dragging, these chains and anchor that he's dragging around that are the House Democrats and the liberal media and Rachel Maddow and all those other people, I think he's managed to get pretty good stuff done. And look, here's the thing. In foreign policy, if you're weak at home, if the country's divided, it's much more difficult to get what you want abroad because you're perceived as a lame duck, you're perceived as weak, you're perceived as unable to carry out any threats or keep any promises. I write about this in great length, by the way, in my book, that you have to be strong at home because otherwise countries will look at you and say, well, he can't keep his promises to us, and B, he can't carry out his threats. But here's why 2019 should have been a banner year and why I think 2020 will be the banner year. Our economy is the strongest in decades, thanks to Trump's tax cuts, energy promotion, regulatory reform. We have the greatest job creation in over 100 years. We have historically low unemployment, the lowest unemployment ever for blacks, women, Hispanics. millions of people who were unemployed just 2 years ago now have good jobs, well-paying jobs. The stock market gained $17 trillion in wealth. Contrast that to all the other countries in the world that we're trying to deal with right now. China is still growing, maybe, but it has the lowest economic growth rate in 30 years. They've got Hong Kong that's bothering them and giving them a stain on their international reputation. Russia's economy is flatlined. Iran's economy is contracting. Germany, which used to be the big showcase country of Europe, they're hovering on recession. Now, a lot of this is because of Trump's trade policies and tariffs, where he's trying to hold them all to account. And that was the plan. At the very beginning of the Trump administration, that was the plan. Use the tariffs, use our newfound economic success to pressure other countries to get reciprocal trade agreements with us, get what we want from them, no longer let them exploit and take advantage of us. We did end up getting a trade deal with China or in the process, but it's not as big a deal as we could have gotten. We should have gotten Iran to come to the negotiating table begging for a deal, and Russia should have just piped down and stayed quiet and stayed in its own corner. But what do we have instead? We have military exercises between those three countries.
You know, you mentioned something in there about 401ks and tried to keep it tame over the family Christmas dinner, but we ultimately got there in the political discussion.
Everybody did.
And a family member at the table who is not a Trumpster says, well, only 15% of the people in America hold stocks. I said, what are you talking about? More than 15% of the people have 401ks. So I pulled the phone out, which went over real well at Christmas dinner. But I did check the stats. 50% of Americans have access to 401ks. And what's in 401ks? Stocks. So you can take a number of 15%, which is just individual stocks, which, you know, somebody on the progressive side touts, whereas actually the number is 50% of the people have access to stocks through their 401ks. So it's a sort of misinformation or misunderstanding of very important details about the strength of the economy.
And the other thing is the people who don't have 401ks are the people who now have jobs. You know, it's the Washington sort of oblivious to the fact that a significant part of the country was really economically hurting before Trump was elected, and now they're not. If you get outside of the Washington, New York, California, I mean, not only California, only California and Los Angeles and San Francisco bubble, you realize that the rest of the country is really happy with the situation they've got now. And, you know, it is the economy, stupid. It always is the economy. It's the economy for American voters, for the American people. But it's also our economy in dealing with other countries. One of the reasons Reagan had such great success in the 1980s was because he first fixed the American economy. And that let him go abroad and make deals and ultimately force the Soviet Union into collapse. Was because it started with our strong economy. I compare, when I write about this in my book, Revolution, I compare Trump to Reagan. Trump inherited a very similar situation that in 2016 that Reagan had had 35 years before. A country that had been battered by losing some wars abroad, had an economy that was flatlined, had high unemployment, and a political establishment of both parties that had kind of run out of steam and was boring and never had any new ideas. Reagan came in a revolution. He fixed the economy, doing many of the same things Trump did by regulatory reform, cutting taxes. It spurred economic growth, and from that economic growth, he was able then to go abroad to other countries, to our allies, to our adversaries, and to kind of get what America wanted and needed. Trump inherited the same situation, although it was worse, and Trump had one thing that Reagan didn't have, which is energy, cheap access to energy with the fracking revolution. And so I think Reagan and Trump are very similar, not in temperament, not in approach, not in personality. They couldn't be more different. But in what they did in policy, they are very similar, and I think the success that Trump has had is similar to the success that Reagan had. The difference is going to be that Trump had a lousy year in 2019, given the impeachment mania and the liberal media's Trump-hating hysteria. But I think in 2020, he'll have a much better time because the American people are looking at what the House Democrats have done between the Mueller report, the Ukraine hoax, the impeachment follies, and the liberal media now with egg all over their faces. And I think the American people, especially when you get out of the bubbles, they're thinking, wait, these guys are harassing a guy, a president, who's making my economic situation better. And I think it'll have a boomerang effect on them.
You know, one thing, we're talking about the president being somewhat weakened by the Democrats. If you're Kim Jong-un or you're Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, do you try and do a deal with Trump before the election? Because there's the chance he's going to be reelected and then he's going to be really tough to deal with. Or do you roll the dice and say, I'm going to wait it out because I think he's going to lose?
Well, I think that, yes, I think they get to the point where you've talked about. But when I was in Beijing a month ago and met with senior leaders of the government, I met with the vice president, foreign minister, with the head of the Chinese Communist Party, and they, to a man, and they were all men, to a man, they said, well, the assumption they had was that they've been reading the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Washington CNN, MSNBC, and they assumed that Trump would definitely either be kicked out of office before the end of the term or definitely be, you know, impossible for him to be reelected. So they were all sort of coasting along thinking, well, we'll just wait him out. He wants a lot of stuff from us. He can leverage us. He's done the tariffs war. But we'll just wait him out. We're likely to get Biden as president next, and he'll give us whatever we want. Things can go back to the good old days when we took advantage of the United States in trade and finance and in every other way. And I think when I was there, it was right before the impeachment vote. The point I made, and I was with a bipartisan delegation of what's called a track two of former officials, people who have influence with both political parties and the administration. And we said, look, don't think you're going to wait him out. He's probably going to get reelected. And sure enough, that's where the public opinion polls are turning now. Trump's really very good at judging timing of things. He's really good at the big reveal at the end. He doesn't want to peak too soon. So I think what will happen is that the Democrats, having overreached in the House, are going to look like idiots. The Rachel Maddows of the world are going to look like, well, they're just going to look like people who made up news, talk about fake news. And Trump's supporters will come out in droves to reelect him. And at a certain point this summer, I predict that the Chinese, the Iranians, maybe even the North Koreans are going to look at the writing on the wall, and they're going to say, we better make a deal with Trump now for the reasons you've said, which is Trump term two is going to be far more difficult for us to deal with. He will have all the leverage, and we will have very little. And Trump has shown that he'll walk away from a bad deal, and he's also shown that he doesn't give in to threats, intimidation, or taunts. If anything, he fights harder when people are going after him. So I think a Trump term two will be one of our greatest presidents.
And we got a minute left. It's just a quick short hit on the Iran-Russia-China military exercises. Does that worry you?
Yeah, not what they're doing, but the fact that they're doing it. You know, if under normal circumstances, those three countries wouldn't have had the nerve to do that, to do an obviously anti-American military demonstration and an obviously anti-American potential political and military alliance. They would have been scared to do it for fear they would have gotten us mad. The fact that they think they could get away with it, I think, says wonders to the success, or actually the failure, of the House Democrats and the liberal media. They have endangered national security. They own this. I mean, it's their fault that all of these countries think they can take advantage of a weak President Trump or a weakened President Trump. And the nightmare scenario was always going to be China and Russia together again and coupled with Iran. It gives them the military might, it gives them the technological superiority, and it gives them the geographic reach. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. It comes out in February, and you can pre-order it at Amazon.com. K.T., thank you so much. As always, have a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Talk to you next year.
You betcha. And we're coming up on the 8 o'clock news. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense is next. I'm Rick Fowler. Maria Leaf has the news next.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.